Hi, thanks for listening to one of our Sunday talks from the Center for Spiritual Living in Midtown Atlanta. If this is your first time listening to one of our talks, we certainly hope you enjoy it. But if you're a regular listener to our podcast, we would like you to consider contributing to our center. It's easy to do. All you have to do is go on our website, and it's easy to find the button and make a contribution. That will allow us to continue bringing these talks to you on a regular basis in the future. Once again, thanks for listening.
I can't get away from it. Thank you. Good morning, everyone, again. Tom, it's really a wow moment in my life as well. The Spiritual Living Center of Atlanta was where I was born and bred. It was actually called the Atlanta Church of Religious Science before that. And next to that, well, in that building is the Woodward Art Center. And also the High Museum is connected right to it. I used to be a member of that. They used to have jazz nights. And Tom was playing. He was one of the featured acts that year, 15, 16.
It was in 2001.
That long ago. And I fell in love with that tune that he just played, and then at the end he kind of put my little ditty that I fell in love with on it, and that was just someone you just walked up to and you listened to them pat your feet at a cocktail, and now we're friends. So it's amazing how you connect in the world with who you connect with, and then you follow each other, you know, you kind of cross paths. And so that's a wow moment, so thank you for being a wow moment in my life.
You're
going to
tell us?
No. Okay. I found this teaching in 1999, so it was a couple of years before finding Tom, getting ready. And my life was disastrous, it felt like, in a particular area. Not everywhere, but the place that mattered, one of the places that mattered to me, it was disastrous, it felt like. And there's a movie that kind of helped me see it for more, and it's called It's a Wonderful Life by Julie Stewart. That would be my favorite holiday movie. My sister's favorite holiday movie is the one with Chevy Chase, Christmas Vacation. That's hers. And I have a brother, and his is A Christmas Story, where you shoot your eye out, that one. So we all have very different stories, and I've always been the serious one, I guess, to some degree. And so that one was mine, where his life was just disastrous at one point, so much so that he thought about taking his life. But he had a dream, I'll call it, and it showed him without him how the world would be, and it would be a big minus. So it made me think about A Wonderful Life. And over time, I started creating my wonder and finding the wonder in this teaching. It was a little daunting and a little bit scary. There was a Becky Wetzel in the service at that time, and she said, Angela, you can't use that word, scary. You can't use any word that was of a lower vibration. You can't use that word to describe it. You've got to come up with another word. So the first word was amazing. But over time, and this particular picture that you see here, I took in Maui, and it became wow. Because I was that close to whales migrating from one place to another, and they knew how to do that every year without instruction. And then they come beside the boat that I, or a ship that I'm in, because if it was a boat, we would have toppled over. And I got, that was the setting behind me, and that was the setting in front of me. And I could do nothing but say, wow. So my new word became wow. And wow can show up in so many different ways. Before that wow, there was this wow. And so the word wow, when I looked it up, and I'm going to give you the definition that I found online of the word wow. I took it out. But it had words like excitement, because it can be a noun or a verb, and it's pleasurable, it's a thrill, all those words. But when I hear people say wow, sometimes it's not on the upside, it's on the lower vibrational side. So this was a wow. I think everybody in this room can probably remember where they were and what they were doing. Yes? Yes. So that was unbelievable. It was a wow on the other end of the vibrational scale, the disaster, if you would. So there are other things that I think go from disastrous to miraculous. A death could be disastrous, but birth of a baby is miraculous. Random mass shootings, we saw the biggest event. And then the solar eclipse. Did anybody go see that in the month? Was that a what? Miraculous. I mean, people were in awe and amazement. A loss of income, home security, or falling in love after having been hurt by love. Miraculous. You don't give up. So there is a vibrational wow that we want to get into now. I'm a real Tupac fan, so we're going to talk about him in a minute, but these are some other wow moments that happened in my lifetime. Some of you weren't born yet, but I was a kid when this was happening. There were assassinations all over the place with people that were saying wild things to the nation, changing mindsets and leading us into a new era. They had to be hushed. Not new, because I believe that's what probably happened to Jesus when he was crusading. He was giving a message that was going to wake up the people. Wow, no, we don't want you awake. We want you sleep. So they were trying to silence those that would give us wow power. And to bring it closer, you know, I think everybody knew the Beatles. Some of them still alive. They may not have been political activists in per se, but they were still putting the word out on how to be a great you. And it all starts inside of you. So some particular fan comes up to John Lennon, gets his autograph, and later that day, shoots him. And then Tupac, I had to stop listening to him so I could clean up my language. You know, because he was getting, I was going radical listening to him. It was like, yeah, go. But he too had a message that was shut up because of whatever. We can't put our finger on why someone can go to the opposite scale of the wow. But I remember Thug Life. Remember he introduced that particular brand or that name? And I thought Wow Life was a little bit higher vibration, but I never associated with him until seeing his story on Unsung Hollywood very recently. So he used that term a lot. Not original to him. I looked that up. He's from India, where people in India that were killing people and strangling them, that was the particular art form of how they were robbing and victimizing people, they became thugs. And then we brought it over here and we changed it to something else. But it's still on the lower vibration when it comes to hurt and harm. But I think they misrepresented him with that term. Because he too had power that was on the upper end of the wild side, if you will. Now, to bring it back up, anybody seen the Grand Canyon? Did you say wow when you stand on the edge of that? What other word would come to mind? I've been here, but I didn't like China as much, so I didn't go to the Great Wall. Anybody went to the Great Wall of China? Was that a wow? Did you say wow? I can imagine. I got a magnet from there and came on back home. Haven't been to Alaska yet, but the Aurora Borealis, Northern Lights, that's got to be a wow. Anybody seen those? All right. Is it just like that? Or better?
Better.
Better? I bet it is. It's always better when you think it, do it yourself. Now on the more disastrous side, this is what's happening in our world today. Imagine that everything you had is gone. It tells us how attached we can be to things. If my car is gone, my house, every picture I've taken, memories of life gone by is now flooded or underwater. Or in this case, it's not water. But it looks like it exploded. There's almost no remnants of what occurred and how it happened. and then with the shooting. People running for their lives. I think a lot of you know that I travel to Manila, Philippines, periodically, and I said this in a talk before, but weren't saying it again, that I had an appointment that brought me back home a week or so early here. And that week that I came back early, where I go to exchange my money because the hotel is a little bit more costly, you get a better rate at the casino in the mall, Resort World. Nothing in there I could afford to buy. I just go to the movies and eat dinner over there. I mean, it was that high-end. And that very place that I go to get entertained or exchange my money, they had a shooting and 38 people died. And so you could easily be anywhere at any time when life occurs, either in a high vibrational wild like the Grand Canyon or the Wall of China, or in a place that people decide that, you know, I'm going to do target practice. I've lost all will to live, or whatever vibration that has come upon their lives that tell them the lesser side instead of the higher side. We have the ability to create our own wild lives. I wanted to share with you a story that occurred for me, that in 2001, this pack of paper, when we were still printing out things, I try to not print out too much and not kill the trees in that way. I do like flowers, though. But the 2001, I decided that I was going to put a quote out a day at work. I was actually still going into the office. And every quote that I put out was a higher vibration for me. And little did I know, at the end of that year, that there was an award that I wanted to get at IBM. It was called the Leadership Award. It was an award where you could actually take your spouse with you. Most of the awards were just for the employee themselves. So you get to go with your other coworkers and play. This one you could take your spouse or a significant other. So by the time I do get this award, I'm on the verge of divorce. I've been in this teaching a couple of years and I'm finding my way. So in 2002, after submitting all these quotes of the day every morning by 8 o'clock, that was my commitment. I didn't know what I had done when I had committed to do that. That was work. Coming up with a quote every week, every day for a year is daunting. So the next year I sent an announcement out, I'm not doing this year. It's been fun, and I mean for the first quarter. Where's my quote of the day? Where's my quote of the day? Where's my quote of the day? But during that first quarter was when I got the highest award at IBM. From that previous year, the only thing that I figured out that I did different was that quote of the day. And how that vibrated all the way up to those that make that decision was a wow moment to me. They actually said my name, and I'm like, did they say Angela Harmon? And they said yes, and so I got up and I went, and you got to go to either San Francisco, California, or New York, and I lived in New York, and had never been to San Francisco, so San Francisco. So while there, I take my mom, I told you I'm divorcing now, right, so he doesn't get to go. This whole award I wanted to take him on, he screwed up, he's out of the picture. So I take my mom. And you only have to have a business meeting for a couple hours for it to qualify to get written off for the company. So we went to a spa day. We did horseback riding. We did a helicopter ride over Alcatraz. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. And up to the wineries. I wish I had rented a limo. I could have drank more. But I drove a car, and I decided to get a convertible. Somebody said, get a convertible. And I hadn't driven a convertible before, ever. And it was a Mustang, red, beautiful, tan top. It was awesome. I'm like, oh my God, I want a convertible. So I get back home and I start to visualize having a convertible. And as this visualization came along, Georgia's hot. I wasn't sure how often I could have the top down and then all of those things. Anyway, I did my homework, and the kind of car that I resulted in my mind that I wanted was a hardtop convertible with a sunroof. Well, in 2002, that did not exist. So life goes on. So I'll get back to that story in a second. So as life goes on, we realize that there are moments like being divorced, about to be divorced. There are present moments that sometimes are unacceptable, unpleasant, or awful. The shootings were awful. The divorce was awful for me. Sometimes it's just unpleasant. But for me, it was awful. Kids were involved, work was involved, everything. It was just unacceptable, some of the behavior that was happening. This story talks about awful things happening. Anybody know the story of the shack? To briefly talk about that for those who haven't seen it, it's really a metaphor. It's based on fiction, but it's a metaphor for the house you build out of your own pain. When something really disastrous happens in your life and you get stuck there, you're stuck, you get hurt, you get damaged, you're ashamed. Those are the words that came up to kind of describe that. Well, in this metaphor, this person finds his way through a dream. And if you haven't seen it, I would see it. Because on the other side of that dream, he's forgiven himself, he's forgiven others, and he focuses on what he does have left in this life to create more. So this is a great story out of, little did I know, but because I'm in this teaching, amazing stuff started to happen. Well, through the course of that was 2002, I take classes. We don't have the opportunity as much to take a class. Paul's doing a class on the art of thinking. Please audit it if you have an opportunity, because thoughts become things. And in one of the classes that we did years ago, about 2005, it had to be before 2005 because this happened in 2005, Sydney, Australia was a place that I wanted to go to. And more than going to Sydney, Australia, I ended up climbing the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And that's the best view that you can see of the Opera House. You know, the Opera House is one of the wonders of the world, just like the Grand Canyon. So it was really neat how I wrote something down, and this became a wow moment. I'm the only one that looked like me that climbed that mountain that day, or that bridge that day. But I did it because I saw a lady's picture on the wall. They had a wall of fame, and she was 100 years old. See? Wow. I'm like, if she can do it, I can do it. Would I do it again? No. My calves hurt for days. And I thought about her. I'm like, how does she do that? But you never, she might have been into yoga. You just never know what she did to get her body ready for that. The skydiving I've talked about before, there was a 97-year-old woman that was jumping out of planes. And she did it every year for 20 years for her birthday. That was her thing. So she started in her 70s. What? Wow. So it's an amazing thing to figure out what's going to drive you to the other side of your wow. Being in the present moment is key. It's so easy to go back to the past and linger there and be stuck there because of something awful that happened, something you didn't plan that happened, something that seemed like came out of nowhere happened. But we're on this path. And the good that comes, we bring the rest of it to. And that's one of the hardest areas to accept. It was difficult for me to accept that I have to take responsibility for what's happened to me. So along my journey, as I'm figuring out the sense of freedom and I'm wanting this convertible with the hard top, I see convertibles along the way, especially in the summertime. Hi, I'm just waving at these people, getting in the vibe. Some wave back, some don't. It's like, who is this chick waving at us? But I'm getting in the spirit and the harmony of I want a convertible. The best indicator of your level of consciousness is how you deal with any of life's challenges. So that was my vibrational lift me up. See something greater and focus on that, rather seeing something less and focus on that. So my greater idea was going through classes, the power of decision, creating money. There's a list. I've got a bookshelf full of them. But it's back to how you deal with it. You can read every book on the planet, but if you don't start to apply it with your own thought and your own mind and your own vibration, you'll be living what they say vicariously through someone else doing it. the lady walked the bridge, I'm going to walk the bridge. I'm not going to just look at her like, and she did it, and kudos to her. Let me see if I can do that too. Now, there's not everything that I want to do. I do not want to bungee jump. I don't have to hang from my ankles and hope I don't hit the concrete. Now, for those who do, go for it, because I did zip line. Don't have to do that yet. Anything unconscious dissolves when you shine the light of consciousness on it. So there's underlying things that might be bothering us based on our past, right? All the way back to when we grew up. I think we bring our childhood with us. So if it's not the best, you're kind of dealing with that in and out all throughout your life. But that's an unconscious thing at some point because you've got jobs, you've got relationships, you've traveled, you've moved, you've built houses, torn down houses. So now some of that is unconscious. So if it's showing up out here while on the negative, lower vibrational side, it's up to us to get conscious why we show up in a teaching like this so we can get conscious about what's on our mind, what are we feeding ourselves, what's the music we're taking in, what's the art we're taking in, if any, what's the fun that you're taking in so life can vibrate on the wild level that you desire. Another story, because I love movies. I think movies have a way of penetrating me. I see a metaphor almost in every movie that I watch. Most. There are some that are just strictly fun. But this one is actually based on a true story. Has anyone seen this one? This is where a little girl actually is suffering from a rare disease, a digestive disorder, and she has a fall from a tree. They've got a... This is the actual book, and then they did a movie on it. And she fell from a tree, and it changed everything. It healed her. Now, it's unexplainable. But we can explain it, can't we? We know that the wild vibration that her mother must have had, although her mother was losing faith at one point. People in the membership, they were faith-based, and it was on the Christian side, and they were saying, well, maybe your faith isn't strong enough because the baby wasn't getting healed with prayer. What an awful thing for someone to say. So she removed herself from that, but she thought she was alone, and she was struggling to get her daughter well, and nothing seemed to be working until that fall occurred. The baby woke up finally, and she was healed. The doctors could not explain it. But there were people all along their journey that was a part of their healing process. People showed up. So we find out that the miracles in life are the people that show up in our paths. They may open the door for us for new opportunity in different ways. One example was a waitress, Queen Latifah was the waitress, and she was serving them like the first meal, and she ended up saying that she would show them around, and she really didn't have that day off the next day. At the end of the movie, they showed how people altered their lives to be a part of their life for that moment. They didn't have enough money for the father and the other two children to fly up to Boston, where one of the hospitals were, to help her. And the ticket agent unplugged the monitor and just bring it in tickets anyway, and it would just be overdrawn on their account, but it didn't stop them from going. One of the nurses, because there was no appointment initially for the girl to get in to see the doctor, was brand new and didn't want to forfeit her job and did it anyway. Said, this lady needs to be seen. And every little step of our lives, there is someone on our path that's helping us get further along. One little thing can make all the difference. Hearing Kennedy Schultz on the radio because I love jazz got me in this room, or got me to this room eventually. But I love jazz. That's how I knew Tom. Jazz was the answer, but the jazz road that I traveled brought me here. We don't even have a jazz station anymore. Well, I guess Park Atlanta might qualify, but it was 107.5. If anybody remember that. And that's how I found this teaching. So it's amazing the little miracles that come along in our lives. Living in the now is how we create wow. Do you believe that? We cannot stay in the past wows that might have been disastrous, because we're going to open up our lives for the wows of now. Believe, be loved now, and you'll have love now. Have faith now. Trust now. Because trust is, you can't see it. That's what faith and trust is. It's not that it's evident already, not unless you've seen it in your life. And I think we've all had examples where you've thought about someone and the phone rang, or now Facebook pops up. That's the wow of now. You're in the moment. You're feeling the vibration and you're sending it out there and it's being received. So through faith, love, faith, trust, we transcend from these negative wow lives that we may have had into the wow life that is like the sun rising, like the moon eclipsing, like the stars, like the birds, like you in your life living it. There is a book called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. This was a class that I took some time ago. And there is one passage I want to read. There's several, but I'll read this one. Research has shown that strong emotion can cause changes in biochemistry of the body. Biochemical changes represent physical or material aspects of emotion. And of course, you are not usually conscious of all your thought patterns. And it's often only through watching your emotions that you can bring them to awareness. So back to the car. I'm waving. Years are going by. I'm still driving my Infiniti i30, which I like. You know, I've always had cars that had sunroofs. I just needed to have the open air, the open space. There was something about me. So I wanted happiness in my life. And one of the things that made me happy was a nice car. You know, I always had to drive to work. So I had Bose system in the car, and when we still had cassette tapes in there, I would listen to Kennedy or Susie Orman, because it's all about my spiritual and money, spirituality and money. You know, I needed that to grow. But you got to have money to buy this car I'm waving at, right? So I had those two things I was listening to. So I wanted to stay in a happy place. So it's interesting, what leads to freedom is your consciousness around your faith and your trust and your love. So inner peace was one of the first things I came looking for, found it. So as we go further, I'm going to skip over to the miracle. I'm still driving this car. I was actually going through ministerial training when I found it. I was headed to hear Paul give us whatever our Thursday lecture would be. And this a different color car was right at the light, and the top was down. And I said, what is that? And he said, this is a Volkswagen Eos. And he said, you know, there's one little feature about this car that I really like. And I said, what is that? He said, it has a sunroof. 11/4 was the day I bought that car. It was in 2007. The whole year almost went by. But I went in 2007, and they are the only manufacturer to date, they don't even make them anymore, that made a convertible with a hardtop with a sunroof. Now, if that's not a wow moment, I don't know what is. Because people, when I was talking about, what do you want to call a sunroof? You know, nobody had ever heard of it, and I hadn't either. But I was sticking to that. So something in the ethers out here in the world, because we're all consciously creating together. Now, did I go to Volkswagen and create that and give them the idea? No. It was 2002 when I went to San Francisco, happy. And that vibration took its course and found its way to me. I mean, literally, it was at a stoplight. I didn't even know it existed. I wasn't doing the research anymore. On the back of this car says, wildlife, because it is a reminder to me that out of nothing, And out of no way, a way can be made. But it's back to our vibration, our emotions, our head and heart coming together and eventually creating it. So if it's not here right now, don't give up. It's coming. You get ready for it. My credit was great. They didn't even want me to take my other car back. You know, they just like, no, keep driving it, Ms. Harmon. You know, you've got to be in pretty good condition for them to want you to just keep their car and not get yours back. Well, I kept it so long, I kept it. I ended up buying it. So it's important for us to know this, that we can walk through fire. I think I told a couple of you, this is a fire that we built at the ministerial gathering this month, the first week of October. Could you imagine considering walking on that? It turned into these little coals, and I was the third person to walk across those coals. Now, what it was is to send that vibration that I had in 2001, activate that in 2017. I'm ready for some new things to start happening. So I took that walk of faith, if you will. I trusted that I would not get burned, and I did not. So we can go on the other side of it. And there were open arms waiting for me to hug me and cheer me on. And people just hugged and hugged. That is a reminder that's what life is. You may not know what's going on. It may be tough. It may even be disastrous. But you can get through that fire on the other side unscathed and better for it. Life will show up in a greater way. You just live in the wow of you. The last wow, I had a big birthday this month. A friend of mine that was taking me, would like to travel a little bit, and he was taking me on a trip and ended up being in the hospital the day that I arrived to Philly before we were going to go to D.C. to see the new museum. I didn't want him to be on the road that much. It was something light. They didn't keep him very long. So we ended up having dinner and everything in Philly and sightseeing and all of that. So my birthday was that Wednesday, and on that Friday, we're having dinner after the movie, The Mountain Between Us. Another miracle movie. Watch that. And on his phone, which is very non-high-tech, Phony James show pops up that he's going to be in Philadelphia, where I am, for my birthday. And he is one of my favorite artists. And I get to take a picture and an autograph with Phony James. So I'm like, wow moments. You stay in the vibration of being wow. Be your bold self. I have the Hidden Figures movie up here because that was wow. Seeing women that looked like me, that was at NASA. And I work with 7th and 8th grade girls with IBM on math and science because girls shy away from math and science. We run. I was one of those running from math. But you got to have it to go to college. So we were promoting this in the girls, and then this movie comes up in the world, which is a magnificent way of showing these young minds that they can do it. So the wow is all around us. You just have to be open, have faith, be ready to receive it. It's in you, and it's in me, and so is it. And with that said, we will go into our spiritual mind treatment, something I think is so wild, because every time you think you're alone, you're not, because there is this power that's greater than me or you that's right here, right now. And imagine all the other beings that think that way that can remind you of that. So as we breathe in and out that substance that is readily available for us, we don't have to go looking for it. That's God. It's in everything, all the time, everywhere. There's no place that God is not. So you can open your eyes or close them, but there is one power. It is absolutely wow all the time. The wow in you comes from that source. You can do it again and again and again and again. And when life seems to be a little more disastrous than miraculous, you remember those miraculous moments. And you're reminded that this too shall pass. I can get through this. There is something greater on the other side of this. Let me just get through it. As we do that, life shows up in a myriad of ways, vibrational to you. That lover, that home, that career, that book, that baby. It's endless to whatever it is. And it's not just material. It's vibrational. We want to be the best we are in the world to make a difference. Each one teaches one that love, faith, and trust. Even when the world is saying, don't do that. Don't trust anyone. Don't love anyone. Don't have faith. You've seen the difference in your own life between having it and not. So as your vibrational wow grows into the level of the stars and the moon, we let those more disastrous moments go into the lesson place that they are, as not to repeat them, but to be transcended of them. We give thanks for every wow, big, small, and all the in-between. And we give thanks for the wows that come as we stay in the now, because that's all we really have. The more we give thanks, the more we have to be thankful for. We release this knowing that our vibration grows into the wildness that we are, and we live life in wildness.